Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
We have a tie for first place, Peter. Roy Blunt Jr. and Paul Provenza each has 3 points. Amy Dickinson has 2.
All right. So, Amy, you are in third place. You're going to start first. Here we go. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. Presidential candidates Obama and McCain both joined Michael Bloomberg for the 9/11 ceremony held at blank.
Ground zero.
Right. Passengers were evacuated after a fire broke out Thursday in the blank between England and France.
The Channel?
Yes, the Channel, the tunnel under the Channel. A former intelligence official told the AP that President Bush secretly approved U.S. military raids inside blank.
Pakistan.
Right. Harry Reid's office said that contrary to reports, Democrats had not excluded blank from their weekly caucus lunches. He was just chosen not to attend.
Joe Lieberman.
Right. A middle school teacher had some bruises and light scratches after he blanked while riding his bicycle to school.
Fainted?
Hit a bear. On Tuesday, the Washington Post reported that Governor Sarah Palin used her travel allowance for 300 nights she spent at blank.
Her home.
Right. The ever-expanding search engine company blank turned 10 this week.
Google.
Right. Two farm workers in California were shocked when they woke up to find a man blanking.
Blanking?
No, rubbing them with spices and hitting them with a sausage.
Wouldn't you be?
Of course, yes.
No, Amy has come to expect that, Sally. The sign of her life these days.
Just
police
how I
arrested
wake up.
Him. They had no explanation for why he had been seasoning the men and hitting them with a sausage. And sadly, they had to let him go. This is true because the primary piece of evidence, the sausage, was eaten by a dog. So. Carl, how did Amy do in our quiz?
Amy had a good round. 6 correct answers, 12 more points. She now has 14 points, and Amy has the lead.
All right. All right, we flipped a coin. Roy has elected to go next. So, Roy, fill in the blank. People along the Texas coast were evacuated in anticipation of Hurricane Blank.
Ike.
Right, this week, 2008, became officially the deadliest year yet for U.S. troops serving in blank.
Afghanistan.
Right. Continental Airlines announced that it expects to raise $100 million by charging passengers to blank.
Go to the restroom.
Check bags. Jury selection began in Las Vegas for the kidnapping robbery trial of blank.
O.J. Simpson.
Right, an Australian government official resigned after reports came that he blanked at his parliamentary office party.
Moon somebody.
Almost danced around in his underwear. At an event in San Francisco on Thursday, Steve Jobs unveiled a new line of blanks.
iPod.
Right, after an altercation with a photographer at LAX, rapper Blank was arrested.
Kanye West.
Right. Israeli airport security officers took the unusual step of ordering a passenger to blank to prove his identity.
Dance.
Right. The guy said he was a member of the Alvin Ailey dance troupe. Coming to Israel for a tour, but he had an Arab name, Abdur Rahim Jackson. So how best to determine if he was who he said he was? Well, he says he's a dancer. So dance, sir, right. Dance!
Did they, like, shoot at his feet?
No, they did not do that. However, he did do a bit of dance, and they said, okay, you're a dancer. They released him to his friends and colleagues.
Hey, look at this goddamn
the security team was very happy with their new technique. Mm. They abandoned the idea when they saw the next guy in line was named Michael Flatley. Carl, how did Roy do in our quiz?
Roy had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. He now has 15 points, and Roy has moved into the lead. Mm.
Mm. All right, then.
Woo, baby.
Carl, how many, then, does Paul need to win?
Paul needs 6 to tie, 7 to win outright.
All right, here we go, Paul. This is for the game, fill in the blank. President Bush announced that 8,000 troops would be pulled out of blank by February.
Iraq.
Right, angry over the invasion of Georgia, President Bush announced that he would cancel the deal for civilian nuclear cooperation between the United States and blank.
Russia.
Right, when an investment newsletter published an old news story about blank's 2002 bankruptcy, stocks of the airline plunged 75%. Right. A judge ruled that J.K. Rowling's copyright was violated by a fan planning to publish a blank lexicon.
Potter's encyclopedia.
Something Harry like Potter that, yes, lexicon, Harry Potter. Yeah. Psychologists are shocked at the results of a new study which indicates that blank is not the number one priority for most men.
Sex.
Right. The owner of the historic Astroland amusement park at blank announced it will be closing
Coney
for
Island.
Good. Right. The attorney for Senator Blank appeared in court this week to argue that his bathroom sex sting guilty plea should be rescinded.
Larry Craig.
Right. A police in New Jersey responded to the sound of a woman screaming, broke into the apartment, and found Blank.
Larry Craig.
I wish, in a way. No, what they really found was a cockatoo named Luna, and this is the second time Luna has had a run-in with the law. When she was 3 years old, she sounded so much like a crying infant that neighbors called the police. Then this week, Trenton police received reports of a woman screaming, "Help me, help me," from inside the same apartment. They go, they break down the door again, and once again, it's Luna. Luna says, "What can I say? I missed you guys." Officers said they expect to enter the apartment again in about 20 years when Luna starts yelling, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up." All right. Carl, it seems Paul did very well. Did he do well enough to win?
He needed 7 correct answers to win. He had 7 correct answers. So with 17 points, Paul Provenza is this week's champion.
Well done.
Yes.
I'm so excited. Carl, do I get your voice on my answering machine?
No, but we won't stuff you in the locker.
That's good enough for me. I'm happy. I'm ahead of the game.